The Tiger Daniel Podcast,
brought to you by Snow's Furniture.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tiger, and good morning to you, Daniel.
When you die and go to heaven, instead of the Book of Judgment, the Lord should be like, when you were trying to help your mom do something on her phone, were you patient? None of us are getting into heaven.
If that's the question, we're all in trouble, right?
My mama, precious angel, she called me yesterday. And she's trying to hook her hearing aids up to her phone. All you have to do is go to Bluetooth and select hearing aids connect. Buddy, 30 minutes on the phone. I'm just yelling at her. I was so mean to my mama. I feel so bad.
Yeah. See, my mom's at hearing aid age as well. And every time she calls me, and I mean, without fail, you know, she needs her hearing aids in, and she does have that Bluetooth thing going on. But every single time, it's hello, 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 hello. Hold on, give me a second to get my hearing aids going. I'm like, let's get this going before you make the call, and I do get frustrated.
I get that. I get she's calling, and we're speaking, and then the phone either A, hangs up, or B, goes to FaceTime. She's hitting it with her cheek or whatever, she hits mute. Mm-hmm. I would say 90% of the phone calls, it just hits mute somewhere during the conversation. And I'm just like, Mom, Mom. But trying to talk her through how to do something on that phone, I just had to be like, finally, I was like, okay, I can't do it.
We're not getting past.
I threw my sister right under the bus. I'm like, you got to take that over to Amy's house this afternoon and try to get her to do it.
And by the way, I've got a new phone etiquette rule, if you'd like to hear it. It's related to what you're talking about.
What is it now?
When a phone call is dropped, and then you call back or reconnect, we don't have to explain, like, you don't have to spend 3 minutes talking about why it dropped.
Hey, what happened? That's what everybody always says. You're right.
Like, just continue the conversation.
Just start it right back up.
I know. Like, what is that?
Another phone etiquette is if you have a missed call, you don't need to open the conversation with, did you call? You know they called. You have a missed call.
Yeah, I'm bad on the phone. Daniel used to get so mad at me because it's weird how in movies they just hang up. You ever seen a movie and, I don't know, MacGyver's calling some guy or something, and then he's like, all right, yes, I'll defuse the bomb. Click. He doesn't ever say bye.
Like, make it happen. And then one time you pulled that with me.
And Daniel did not like it that I didn't, like, say bye and all this.
I'm from a generation where there's two things you didn't do to a man back in the day. You don't blow your horn at him, and you don't hang up on him.
Well, I just say, when me and Daniel were on the phone, I'd say, all right, I'll see you to be okay in a minute. Click. Daniel wants me to say bye, and I love you. I don't know what he wants, but I'm like, the conversation was over.
I like a slow goodbye, like, now, you be careful now. We'll talk to you later on, okay?
We got
to
fix this phone problem in America. It's 98.5 The Bull, 7:40 this morning. Not a problem at all. It's a good thing. Joe Nichols is going to be at our birthday bash, and you can win tickets right here with Tig and Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Joe Nichols at our third birthday bash. You got your chance in less than an hour, actually. 7:40 this morning with our bullfight. Hey, Daniel.
So online that on Wednesday, Tig, it's going to be up to almost 80 degrees. I'm thinking that, you know, kind of spring might be here. Before we know it, it's going to be time for going out to the pool and the beach and all that. The other day, I was complaining. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. I look like a bit of a manatee. Don't laugh.
Sorry.
You feel the same way sometimes.
Yes,
you
know, absolutely. I'm laughing with you.
There are certain mirrors that make you look worse. All I have in my house are mirrors that make you look worse. So I said, all right, enough. I'm going to cook at home every day. No more going out to eat. So, of course, yesterday I'm going to Burger King, and I was doing all right. I was doing pretty good, and I talked to my sister on the phone, and then she flung a craving on me for Burger King. She was talking about how good a Whopper is, and I've been good for two meals. I've eaten two meals at home. Maybe I should treat myself to a Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Burger King, and, of course, went through the drive-thru, and now I'm a grown man. I'm like 46 years old, and they handed me my drink. Handed me my sack, and then they handed me one of those paper crowns. They said, here you go, King.
they gave you a crown like a child?
Yeah, I was like, are they making fun of me?
Wow.
Or do you think they gave everybody?
I don't know. I think they probably were giving it out to everybody because I've never had that happen to me.
Why would they give me the crown, though? I'm a grown person.
But you're right about the dieting stuff. it's like we diet, right? Or you try to like get better at something. And then after you do it for a little bit, you go, no, I deserve a Whopper.
I didn't deserve a Whopper. Just sometimes somebody flings a craving on me. You do it all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, we had flung a craving on her when we were talking about wings before the Super Bowl, how that your neighbor Ryan claims that Sheridan Land's wings are the best in town. Her and her husband end up getting a fight over the wings.
The power of the Tiger Daniel show.
Well, and also just the power of flinging a craving. So yeah, what happened was she went and they were together. She ordered wings at a restaurant. They came in an order of eight. She only ate four of them, and that led to an argument.
Mm.
And you know how I argue. It's not very pleasant to argue with me. So you can imagine these two arguing. He was like, well, I don't mind you getting wings. I wish you just would have gotten, you know, eaten them all if you're going to get them or get less. And she's like, there's no option for less. You know, cuss. And
yeah, fun times.
Yeah, so I do want to know if you went to Burger King. Maybe let me know if they also gave you a crown yesterday and called you a king.
That was pretty weird. I mean, did you have a child in the car?
Mm-mm, just me.
Oh.
Is it because I'm shorter? They're like, here you go, you short king.
They thought you were a child. They are an old child, like Benjamin Button.
I only thought about it maybe because it was Valentine's Day. That was, they were
maybe
giving one to everybody.
Maybe that's what it was. That's pretty cute. It's 98.5 The Bull. Again, our birthday bash tickets. Joe Nichols, 7:40 this morning.
Do you want me to wear that crown the rest of the day?
Wear it to the birthday bash.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Now we're talking. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Tig, let me introduce you to this lady named Jenny Libertini, a Baltimore woman. She recently turned 109 years old. Now, what do you think I always get curious about when I hear somebody has turned 100 or 109 or had a very long life? What do we all want to hear?
What's their secret to the longevity?
I want every time I hear one of these stories, I want to know their secret to happiness and their secret to longevity. And she's talking about some of the things she loves doing here in a little interview, and then what may be the secret to a long life.
She's friends with everyone. She's the sweetest little thing since she came. She knows exactly what she wants to eat, and she'll only eat what she exactly wants to eat.
She's been without a man. She's been divorced probably for 80 years.
Oh,
no stress.
80 years being divorced, so 80 years single, and she's having a great time, they say.
So,
she eats what she wants and does whatever she wants.
Other men.
I'm thinking, also they talk about how she knew everybody. I think that's one of the secrets to longevity, too, is knowing and having that social life still. Because I've looked into those Jimmy Buffett retirement communities, the Margaritaville retirement community, and they say that, yeah, you shouldn't, you know, be out there drinking and carrying on and all that, but the camaraderie is better for you than the effects of the drinking and that having those margaritas and stuff. So, I looked into this. I could move into one of those at, like, 50.
You mean from, like, a bylaw perspective, they would let a 50-year-old live there? So you don't have to be 75 to live
That's
at Jimmy
right.
Buffett's
and
retirement
I could,
community?
I could. I could move in there, and at 50, I would probably be one of the hottest members there.
You'd be the young buck.
Yeah, that's right. I wish you'd do it, man.
You'd be the toast of the town.
Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, who's that hot young thing? Who's that
a
short
young
king?
50-year-old.
Yeah. He's only 50? So what do you think?
Well,
what's your retirement plan, by the way? I don't even know what you would do.
I don't think I'll ever retire. Because I saw this guy, he was a billionaire out of Mexico, and he was on 60 Minutes or something, and they said, you have all this money, and you're 70, why don't you retire? And he goes, what other mammal can you name that retires? You think a lion retires? Like, does a lion get to an age where it says, all right, I'm chilling?
But
a lot of times you hear about those stories where people, when they do give up work, they start going downhill pretty quick.
Well, I get the point about does the lion retire, but also the lion doesn't check into work and have to check emails all day. You know, they just lay around the desert or wherever they live, the safari.
Yeah.
What is he talking about? Lions work.
Well, do you know of another animal that retires?
I don't know of a single animal that has a job.
Well, that's true, too.
When have you seen the last time a wolf on Microsoft Teams? Never. They don't have jobs.
Like to see
they just
that,
eat.
Actually. Yeah.
So you don't want to move into the Jimmy Buffett retirement
Well,
community.
I'm married to, I got a family. I don't think I can move over there yet.
All right.
I might be a few years behind you, but it doesn't sound bad.
Live music every night.
And I heard those retirement homes, man, they're like crazier than fraternity houses sometimes.
Touching parrots all the time.
Yeah. Parker McCollum on 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. You told me something about your sister, and if I can't bring this up, that's okay, because it is personal. But
what is, well, what is it?
I don't know. It has to do with Afrin, the nose spray.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, she doesn't, that's not super private.
Anyway, like, I go to the doctor, and, you know, I think I've got a little bit of a cold now, and like we all are doing now, the weather's up and down, and, you know, you wake up one morning, and like, geez, this feels weird. And then I never even heard of Afrin, and I take this Afrin nose spray, and it's a miracle. Like, no matter how stopped up I've ever been, if I take that Afrin, like, it goes away within, like, a half hour. It's unbelievable. But then I hear you can get addicted to Afrin, a nose spray, so you got to be careful about doing that.
I think she got hooked on the Afrin for a little while there.
I've never heard of that.
She's like, if I don't take it, my nose is stopped up indefinitely.
So she got to a point where she wasn't using it just to here and there get a little better. She got to a daily routine.
Yeah, daily.
And then when she didn't do it, all heck broke loose. Yeah,
now, she wasn't standing on a corner to, you know, get Afrin, but she did have to take it every day. And I think this week, if I'm not mistaken, I would call her if she wasn't so terrible on the radio. She gets so awkward. Same with my dad. I would call her, but she's getting some procedure done, I believe, tomorrow, in which they burn the nostrils or something.
Cauterize them?
Something like that, and that is supposed to help.
Because of the Afrin she took?
I don't know if it's because of the Afrin or for years of using Afrin. If you're some type of medical professional, you can weigh in on this and help me to figure out what this is. 918-879-9898. Something to do where they cauterize or whatever the inside of the nostrils, and that helps with congestion. I've never heard of it. I don't even know what it's called. Have you ever heard of such a procedure?
I have not. I don't know anything about that. I was just shocked you could get addicted to a nose spray.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, what does it say on the box? They're like, hey, well, whatever you do, don't use this more than 3 days in a row.
Yeah. One of our bosses told me that he was sick, and he said, I have to stop after 3 days with Afrin, a nose spray. But I'll tell you this. It works.
We don't encourage people to all get hooked on Afrin.
No, I'm just saying, if you're smart about it, like anything else, like, don't do it every day and you'll be fine.
Well, when I heard about the whatever they're doing with the burning of the nostrils, I thought maybe you could benefit from this because you have a hard time. You have all kind of things going on. Typh has a deviated rectum, you said, and that's
septum.
Oh, septum. Yeah. And that's where you
I got hit with a baseball back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, like, it's a lot different. My parents are like, well, we're not taking you to the hospital. Like, they can't do anything for a broken nose. So it healed, like, all crooked. And if you go look at pictures of us on the Bull or whatever, you can tell my nose is all messed up.
I mean, I wouldn't say that you would be able to physically tell, but you showed me an x-ray once of your... X-ray, whatever it's called, of your deviated rectum. And it was all messed up. You get, like, 25% air that you're supposed to be getting? So,
if you're suffering through this, I'm right there with you.
Have you tried, though? Maybe that would help you. You always have sinus issues.
I think they're going to chop
off look into this. Yeah, 918-879-9898. Surely somebody knows what this procedure is, and I wonder how bad it's going to be.
It's 7:06. Our birthday bash, Joe Nichols, is going to be there. We want you there at 7:40. That's our chance. Well, Daniel and I have teamed up with Family and Children's Services here in Tulsa. It's 98.5 The Bull, and they're doing a campaign right now called Hugs, where they're looking for your help.
Hats, underwear, gloves, scarves, and socks, those for the most in need. You can imagine if your kid needed socks and you needed help with that, that's just that's unfathomable. We're talking about socks here.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tug at your heartstrings and all that kind of thing. We're just like, hey, just let us hold a dollar. Just go to thebulltulsa.com. You'll see that link. Click on it and donate $2, $3, $4, $5, whatever you got to help families buy hats, underwears, gloves, scarves, socks, that kind of thing. I guess could be 80 degrees on next Wednesday. So we could just say hats, underwear, gloves, and socks.
But
I don't ever wear a scarf, do you?
No. I look like an idiot in a scarf. I look like Waldo.
I do wear a sock around my neck sometime, but not a scarf. But hats, underwear, gloves, scarves, socks, they're trying to raise money. So just let us hold a dollar. Enough.
And me and Dan are going to do all the work for you, so we're not going to ask you to go buy socks and then deliver them somewhere else. If we can just get some donations, we'll go by and we'll do all the legwork for you.
Some donations have been coming in, Tig. We're going to have a pretty big task here, and I keep asking you, where are we going to buy these things from? You don't seem to ever want to talk about it.
Well, because I don't know where to buy clothes exactly.
Okay, so we got $1,500. We got to go buy socks. What store do you know of that's going to have $1,500 in socks?
I have no idea. That's your business, not mine.
Not just my business. That's our business. Because we, you know what? I'm going to talk to Family and Children's Services. I want you taken off the hugs campaign. I want you taken off that picture. Me and you on there looking wacky back to back, which we said we'd never ever pose like that.
Oh, the picture on the website?
Yeah, where Tig and I are have our arms crossed and we're back to back like we're perfect strangers or something.
This is all at 98.5 The Bull, so you get the joy of seeing that picture. You get the joy of helping others.
The website is thebulltulsa.com.
There you go.
Can we get this guy off of... Please, let's get him off of the campaign.
Thebulltulsa.com.
Good Lord.
Right now to help out kids right here in Tulsa.
Let us hold a dollar, please.
98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull. We were talking about, Daniel, that we've teamed up with Family and Children's Services here. It's something that's important to you. It's something that's important to me. And they got a campaign right now called Hugs. Which stands for, these are kids that need help in our community.
Families, right? Hats, underwear, gloves, scarves, and socks, and just let us hold a dollar. That's all we're asking for. If you go to thebulltulsa.com, there's a little link there. You'll see Tig and I, a little link there. You can donate and join us on the phone. What was your name again?
My name is Monica.
Monica, so you say you've had experiences with Family and Children's Services.
Yes. I've worked personally with Family and Children's Services, myself and my daughters, and they have been instrumental in helping us heal from domestic violence and move on to a much stronger, healthier, happier place within our family. So they're just amazing, and I cannot thank you guys enough for your help.
Well, so, you know, I see Family and Children's Services. I've ridden by the offices, but I didn't know exactly what they did to help you.
They have several different services to provide for myself. I work with the Women's Justice Team, and so they have that program. They have programs for the children and even different types of therapists. They have cognitive therapists. They have rehab therapists. They also have a medication clinic if that's something that is needed by individuals, and so they're just stellar. And we've had different therapists that we've worked with, and each one is personally invested in helping their clients.
So you were in a very dangerous situation.
Yes. I was in a domestic violence situation and was able to get out.
And so what did you just call them and say, here's my situation, and then they came to help?
What I did was I called, I let them know that I was needing assistance and what was happening and what my daughters needed, and they had us come in and they just hit the ground running, getting us what we needed.
Hmm. So it's when I say Family and Children's Services, I guess it's just that. Any issue you might be dealing with, if they can't help you, they point you in the right direction.
Absolutely, 1,000%. If there is something that they cannot assist you with, they will look for the resources to help you.
And look at that, Tig. Not only will get you out of those kind of situations, they'll help provide you with hats, underwear, gloves, socks, things like that. You heard Tig and I arguing earlier about where we're going to. What we're doing is raising all the money, and then Tig and I are going to go out and buy all the socks and things like that. I guess we'll go buy Family and Children's Services and see what they need the most. But say it was socks. Where do you go get $15, $2,000 worth of socks?
I would look at either Costco or Sam's and just for bulk situations. but Walmart, I mean, Dollar General, anything's going to help the people who utilize those services.
And so also you're helping people like Monica, who just got out of a domestic violence situation. Her daughters are also involved in the program because they've been affected by this. And we're just looking. Me and Dan are going to do all the work. We're going to go to Sam's or whatever and buy all the socks.
Do you have a Sam's Club card?
We're going to get one, I guess.
Do you have one, Tig?
No, I don't.
Then we ain't going to Sam's. You have one at Costco?
But what I'm trying to do is get people to go to the website, Daniel, and help people like Monica and her daughters.
We're going to break into Sam's.
So it's good to kind of, like, meet somebody that has been affected directly because, you know, you can talk about it, but to actually hear from somebody that can say that your life was affected positively by Family and
Absolutely.
Children's Services kind of puts a face to it all. All you got to do is go to the website, Daniel, thebulltulsa.com. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm
Daniel
just going to see if you can fully articulate how to donate. Go ahead.
Thebulltulsa.com. You'll be helping people like Monica and her daughters and a lot of kids that need hats, underwear, gloves, and socks. Almost good. Hey, Monica, thank you for your story, and we're very happy that you're doing better now, okay?
Thank you guys so much, and thanks for all your help.
You're welcome. It's 98.5
The Bull.
Bye-bye. 98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but yesterday, Valentine's Day is February 14th, and I was in my car, I was running some errands, and I looked down, and I see my temperature on the, you know how cars tell you how hot it is outside now?
Yeah.
75 and sunny. Mm.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird with our Joe Nichols thing coming up? I even took a picture of it. If you'd like to see it.
Oh, no, don't post that, Tig. That'll go viral.
Yeah, too controversial.
Yeah.
But it was sunny and 75 on February 14th. Isn't that weird?
I watched Station News on 6 last night. The high next Wednesday, 79. Was it 70? Yeah, 79.
Hmm. That is weird.
Spring is here, buddy. You said this was fake spring. I think spring is here. I'm going to go ahead and call it.
I almost don't want to. No, because you're the one who told me don't speak things out loud.
I'm speaking it out loud. I'm speaking it into existence. Spring is here.
Because what I'm concerned about is you're going to get on here running your mouth about how it's going to be like 80 degrees, and then we're going to have to pay for it. You know, early March, it might snow and be negative 10 or something.
Nope, spring is here. And to celebrate spring and our
Tig and Dang
Spring
is not out. Here.
It is. I'm like Groundhog.
Okay.
To celebrate spring officially being here, according to me, and the Tig and Dang birthday bash featuring Joe Nichols, it's time for the 98.5 The Bullfight. Two people will face off against each other. And Tig, since I was so mean to you yesterday, I don't know if anybody heard it, but on the day of love, me and Tig were arguing in the studio. I had suggested at one point somebody come in here and spray us with a water hose.
He called me a cuss.
I called you several cusses, I think. And it was
none of it was on the air. This is like during the commercial or something.
But then, you know, I had to confront you because then we were fussing in between songs. And then the song comes on. You try to act like nothing was going on.
And that made you angry because it reminded you of, like, when you're arguing with a spouse or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I don't, what is that? Because, you know, my wife will be like, and then somebody comes up, she's like, hey, how are you? And it makes me mad.
I remember my mom and dad, they'd be fussing or everything. My mom would be fussing, and then somebody answered the phone. She'd be like, and whatever, Houston, blah, blah, ring. Hello.
Why does that make us mad?
You know, that fake hello, like if you were asleep.
Yeah.
I could be in a dead sleep, and somebody called me at midnight, and I will be, hello. No, I wasn't asleep.
Why do we always lie about we were asleep? Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, in honor of that, Tig, since I was being mean to you and called you a cuss today, we're going to do a history quiz. These are historical people that everyone should know. And get enough of these, because Tig loves history.
Let's do this.
Historical quiz just for Tig. Do you want to play along today, or how do we do this?
Should it be a
menage a Tig? That's where Tig plays along too. And then if you win, you have to
choose who gets the tickets.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. That sounds fun.
You heard it here. A menage a Tig for the day after Valentine's Day. And to win tickets to the Tig and Dingle birthday bash featuring Joe Nichols, 918-879-9898. Good luck.
98.5 The Bull, Morgan Wallen, and you got Tig and Daniel now. This guy, Joe Nichols, is going to be at our third birthday bash.
Yeah, I'm so there. Every time I look in your eyes, kissing you when it's all there. I can taste it, I swear. Take me somewhere. Sunny and 75.
And we got your invitations now if you're successful in the bullfight.
We do. Tig is going to play today, so that means this will be a menage a Tig. He is one of the contestants. Heidi works at an orthopedic doctor's office. How are you today, Heidi?
I'm great, thank you.
What do orthopedic doctors do?
We fix bones.
Fix bones.
Sports injuries and bones, yes.
Okay, and what did you do for Valentine's Day yesterday?
Delivered lots of flowers to people that work in our office.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Is it radio up, or you just can't hear very well? Tig?
Heidi, are you on speakerphone?
No, I am not on speakerphone.
Okay. All right.
Something's, yeah, real loud on your end. Sean, how are you this morning? You work construction. What's the name of your company?
It's just a regular company.
Okay, you don't want to plug it then?
I don't want to say it on the radio.
That's fine. You don't have to.
It's like The Sopranos.
What did you? Yeah. What did you do for Valentine's Day yesterday?
I just did some work with my dad and then spent some time with my girlfriend.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are y'all ready to have a menage a trois?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. all these are...
You're such an idiot, Daniel.
Don't call Sean an idiot. How
you.
Dare you? This
so
guy
weird.
Works construction.
Ouch.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I called Daniel that.
He's going to hit you with one of those claw hammers.
Right in... He crawled at me.
Have you ever had a crushed testicle, Sean?
I have not.
I'm figuring construction, that would happen from time to time. All right, Heidi, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. These are all historical people. They're pretty well-known people, so we'll start with you. Heidi, he was the German World War II leader.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
All right, that would be...
Can I steal?
No, don't steal. It was Adolf Hitler.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
Sean. He
yes, sir.
Is the Christian Messiah.
Jesus?
Jesus is correct.
He goes, Jesus?
Tig.
Yeah?
He wrote Hamlet.
That's Bill Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is correct. And with that, Sean has one. Tig has one. Heidi, zero. Let's get you on the board here. Heidi, he was the first U.S. president.
George Washington.
Correct. Sean, the Mona Lisa painter.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Mm.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, who
knows that? That's like the most famous painting in the world. Tig.
Hey, at least I got Jesus.
That's true, yeah. Tig. He gave the I Have a Dream speech.
We just celebrated that birthday. His parade is coming up this Saturday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to make it up because of bad weather, but it's Martin Luther King.
Yeah, we don't need a little trip down memory lane every time, Tig. Just answer the question, okay?
Wait, why are you being so nasty?
I'm not. I'm like, who gave the I Have a Dream speech? Tig's like, well, when I was a boy, growing up in Hope, Alabama. Heidi, first man on the moon.
Neil Armstrong.
That is correct. Sean, he, quote, discovered the new world.
Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. Tig, he started the Protestant Reformation.
Wait, can you say that again?
He started the Protestant Reformation.
Protestant Reformation?
Yeah.
Martin Luther?
Martin Luther is correct. Tig, did you have any anecdotes you wanted to tell about you as a boy?
When I was a boy.
Yeah. I used to play at the creek. Heidi. This is the U.S. Civil War president.
Nope.
Probably had the toughest presidency of them all.
Abraham Lincoln. You know, he was also a wrestler, Tig, and he used to talk trash. He'd like, I'm the big buck in this salt lick.
I know. He owned a bar. He used to wrestle.
I'd have punched him right in that weird Adam's apple he had. That's a creepy-looking dude. Talk trash?
Down.
Too soon
it's
to make fun of
treasure.
Abraham Lincoln? Sorry. Sorry, Abraham Lincoln. Sean.
Yes, sir.
The U.K. Prime Minister during World War II.
U.K. Prime Minister during World War II? Not a clue.
There's a cigar bar, I think, named after him here in town. Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill. Tige. He wrote On the Origin of Species.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You're stepping next. That would be Charles Darwin.
God, he's making us think today, ain't he?
Well, they get harder as they go along.
Great.
Okay, so Heidi has two. Sean has two. Minaj Watag has three. So final question. Heidi, you've got to get this one right to stay in the game. Oh, here we go. His laws of motion explain how the planets move.
Newton.
Newton is correct. Sean. French emperor from 1804 to 1815.
Napoleon?
Napoleon is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tige. Mm-hmm. She refused to give up her bus seat in Montgomery, Alabama.
Rosa Parks.
That is correct. And Tige, had you had any strategy at all, you would have realized that Heidi and Sean were tied. They would have had to go to a tie-breaking situation. It is a Minaj Wa tie game, so now you have defeated both of them in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Now you've got to make the terrible decision of who is going to win tickets to the Tiger Daniel birthday bash.
I want to bow out because I've already got tickets.
You should have thought of that before you answered,
and Tige. I want you to do a tiebreaker between those two.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No. You, Tige, you play. You agreed to the rules of the game. You played the game. You had no strategy. You beat them. Now you must decide.
I am
who
your
wins.
Boss.
You're not my crazy.
You will perform as directed.
Well,
I want another question for them, just them. I've already got tickets.
Then you're going to have to come up with a tiebreaking question. Or just make your decision. Heidi, why should Ty give you the tickets?
Oh, I would love a night out.
Tug at his heartstrings.
Going and seeing y'all at the birthday bash would be amazing. Seeing Morgan Wallen would be a blast.
Well, that's good. Lord,
if Morgan Wallen's going to be there, that's news to me.
Morgan Wallen's going?
No, wrong.
Oh,
that
wow.
The song before y'all. No, the Morgan Wallen song was the first song before this.
Oh, my
this,
gosh.
Sorry.
Who else is going to be at the big birthday bash that we don't know about, Tig? Yeah,
Taylor
Morgan
Swift.
Wallen's going to be there.
Oh,
Taylor
gosh.
Swift.
No, stop.
All right, Sean, why should Tig give you the tickets this morning?
I've been a Joe Nichols fan since he started.
There we go.
And
there
the go. Reason I would want to go is to see, like, Joe Nichols. He's one of my favorite singers ever.
So not Tig and Daniel, not Morgan Wallen.
No, Joe Nichols.
All right.
You guys don't sing.
I'll accept that.
All right, Tig. I'm going to let you
You're
off the hook
here.
My
favorite radio host.
Yeah.
He's my favorite singer.
Here you go. I'm going to let Tig off the hook. I will now move on to a tie-breaking situation. It would be just too cruel to make Tig have to do that. All right, guys, don't forget.
That's terrible to do that.
I know. This is a historical person. I will give you the clue, and Tig, explain how the tie-breaking situation works.
Okay, so the next question for the both of you at the same exact time, but don't blurt out the answer. We want you to blurt out your name, and then we'll, like, that's kind of like your buzz in on Jeopardy when you say your name, and then we'll give you a chance to answer, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
He led the effort to create the first practical light bulb.
Sean. Oh, my God. Ben Franklin.
Well, don't laugh in Sean's face. X. All right. It was Thomas Edison.
I didn't mean to laugh in your face. I just thought it was funny that y'all are almost buzzed in at the same time, and it was hard to decide. All right. Next question.
All right, guys. Only buzz in if you know it. The creator of Huckleberry Finn. Where's the judge this morning? Mark Twain. Mark Twain.
Who reads books?
I was forced to read that stuff when I was younger. I had to read
Tom
both
Sawyer
of them.
And all that.
Yeah.
All right, we got it this time. Let's go.
All right. I'm running out of people. All right, guys. The third tie-breaking situation. Aviatrix, who disappeared over the Pacific.
Sean.
Sean.
Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is correct. Ooh, that was a hard-fought bullfight this morning. Sean, you've defeated Heidi, but now you've got a decision to make. Sean, will you hold on to these tickets or give them to Heidi? Heidi, why should Sean give you the tickets this morning?
Hey, Sean got it right of who's going to be there, so good job.
So you don't want... You're just saying, Sean, keep these?
I would love them. Well, I would love them, but he won fair and square. He deserves them.
All right, Sean, you won them fair and square. What will you decide?
I would really like to earn some brownie points with my girlfriend. So I'm going to take them and take her.
I don't think you would get many brownie points if you were to give them away to Heidi this morning. Well, guys, thank you for what an exciting round of 98.5 The Bullfight. Could you guys do me one more favor and give me three numbers and an animal?
98.5 The Bull.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig. And hello, good morning, Daniel.
It was Valentine's Day yesterday. Tig, I'm sure you bought your wife, Brittany, some flowers. And what does she do with the flowers?
They're still sitting on, like, the dining room table, I guess.
Not in a vase?
No, I put them in a vase. They were already in a vase.
Okay, so you put them in a vase there. The thing about flowers, to me, is you get flowers, and they smell beautiful for about 4 or 5 days. And then somehow, and it doesn't seem like it takes more than about 1 minute, they go from smelling okay to revolting.
Mm-hmm.
What is that stench that flowers have after they have been sitting there for a while? They stink real bad.
You know what drives me crazy about the flower thing, though? Is that they come with a vase. But for some reason, we can't throw out the vase.
Who says you can't throw out the vase?
It's almost like the grocery bag thing. It's like, well, we can't throw out the grocery bags. So now we'll have 200 grocery bags we'll never use. And I live in a tiny house with not much storage. And we've got like 9 vases. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I've ever pulled one of those out and put something in it? Because every time you buy flowers, it kind of comes with a vase, doesn't it?
What do you put in the vase that you store it? What do you start
We
drinking?
Don't. They just sit there. And then when you move, you're like, what in the world did we keep these for?
Buddy, I just came up with the best invention of all time.
Okay.
Just now. Boom. Just washed over me.
Because you're a genius?
We're going to be rich.
Okay.
Chocolate vase. You bring flowers for your lady or man, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The vase is made of chocolate. Take the flowers out. When they stink, eat the vase. Now tell me that's not brilliant, Tig.
Well, I got a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be soggy?
What do you mean?
If you got a chocolate vase, there'd be water in it.
You could put a cellophane wrapper on the vase.
A what?
Cellophane wrapper.
Okay, so once the flowers have...
They've perished, they stink.
Well,
throw those things away. Throw them into the river because they smell so bad. Eat the vase. Brilliant. How's it not?
All right, I guess. I mean, it's better than keeping it under the sink for 20 years mm-hmm. and you never use it again.
It's better for the environment. I wonder if there's any like bachelor out there. You know how bachelors, they'll do the weird things like make macaroni and cheese for dinner, just eat it out of the pan. I wonder if there's anybody that's ever just poured themselves up a Jack and Coke in a vase and drank it because all the dishes
they
were dirty.
They probably don't remember it if they did.
Could you imagine if you went over to somebody's house, they're drinking a vase of margarita? Buddy, I'm going to be so rich. What am I doing wasting my time in here with you? I'm going to invent the chocolate vase. I'm be a billionaire.
Edible vase.
Mm-hmm.
Dan also has an idea for clothes you can just take off and throw away every day.
Disposable clothes. I forgot about those.
It's 98.5 The Bull. When did this, what's it called? They call it Galentine's now, where the gals get together and around Valentine's, I guess. And I said, Dana, what exactly is Galentine's? Because everything in my life has to go on that calendar in your iPhone.
First of all, explain to me what this calendar thing is that you guys have. I guess families, if you have your busy lives, you make a calendar together.
It's the same calendar you use for work. You know, where you get a notification that says, hey, we got a meeting at Thursday at 10. And I've asked my wife to, hey, if you're going to go out on the weekends, I just need to know so I don't make plans. And I got a notification that she's going out for Galentine's. And I said, what is Galentine's? And Daniel said it's for single women to get together.
Oh,
however, my wife is not single.
I don't think it's for single women. I think just for women and their friends to go out.
What happens to those Galentines, I wonder?
If it's going to be on a Sunday, and I haven't spoke to her about this, but if I had to speculate, I'd imagine they're going to go to a brunch. Does it say what time or just the whole day is blocked off?
The whole day is marked off.
All right. So I'm assuming probably if it's on Sunday, her and her lady friends will go and get a brunch and drink about 1,000 mimosas.
Have you ever picked up a lady like after a brunch?
Picked her up. What do you mean?
You mean like you were dating somebody and they said, hey, could you come get me?
I've driven. I was dating a lady in Nashville named Stephanie, and her and Brittany went out one time for a mimosa brunch, and I went to pick them up, and it was a mess. It was crazy. y'all think dudes go out and act crazy and all that?
I know. Guys get a bad reputation, and I mean this with peace and love. But we go out, and we talk like sports or whatever. We talk about our job or whatever. But I got to say that sometimes ladies go out and like I'll pick up my wife every now and then or anybody else. And it's like a bomb went off in their head. And you said you had compared it to that scene in Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, when that guy was like shell shocked on the beach. He's just like looking around. He was holding his own arm. He's like, where am I? It's like that when you pick up a lady from brunch.
Yeah, brunch is dangerous.
Like if me and you, like we go out or whatever, you know, what do we do when we go? We just sit there and talk, really.
Pretty much.
Might stumble a little bit like that. You go pick up a lady there, especially after a brunch, they're like crazy. Trying to rip your clothes off, all kind of stuff.
Wait, that happened? I didn't know about that part.
Oh, well, no. Sometimes. Let me move on, yeah.
What are you talking about? It's 98.5 The Bull. I guess I want to, like, what happens on Galentine's when you ladies go out to Galentine's? What is that? Like, what do you guys talk about?
918-879-9898. That's 918-879-9898.
In the meantime, I just want, like, a backstage pass into, like, what happens at Galentine's.
Somebody explain Galentine's to Tug. 918-879-9898.
In the meantime, Zach Bryan on 98.5 The Bull. Danny, we're 20 minutes away from our birthday bash tickets with Joe Nichols there. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hello, Daniel.
I keep talking about, Tig, that I want to plan a karaoke night, but a specialized karaoke night. Like, I would have to get some people to drive us, right? And I mean a big group of us. I would also try to get a hold of the karaoke people and say, hey, we'll just slip you like $100 if you'll start an hour earlier. I can't start at 9 o'clock. I'm too old for that.
Oh, so you want, like, the Blue Plate karaoke special.
Yeah, like, well, why don't we start at 9? Why don't we start at 7?
Okay.
We'll pay for it. We'll give you extra money. We all go out there. Have you ever talked to people that had to work at a bar during karaoke? They're like, I hate karaoke.
Oh, because people
can I get some audio, please? Well, yeah, they're probably sitting back there behind the bar. And, you know, for us, we're just there one night occasionally and might hear these same songs every now and again. But I bet the person that bartends during a karaoke night has to hear like this every night.
If you know this song, sing along. Blame it all on my roots.
Who is that?
I showed up in booze and ruined the Niners affair.
That's Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Travis Kelce. Yeah.
The last one to know. We were the last one to show. We were the last ones they thought they'd see there. And I saw the surprise, that fear in their eyes. And we took that glass of champagne. Pat took that glass of champagne, I promise you.
I got friends.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Imagine about 10 hours of that every night.
Yeah, the bartenders
are going
crazy.
Maybe that's why they don't like karaoke too much.
I think his girlfriend sings a little bit better.
Yeah. So, yeah, but what time do you think would be a good time to start this? Is it rude to the karaoke guy if I were to get a hold of him and be like, hey, could, you know, bring in a group in?
Why don't we,
can we just get started a little early?
Who was it? Jamie Lee Curtis said, I think it was her, right? About so, like, let's say, for example, I know Zach Bryan's doing a show in December here, right? At the BOK. Now, that show starts a little bit later. He's already got his equipment in there. He's already got the trucks, his crew's there. Why doesn't Zach Bryan, or any artist for that matter, do like a 1 p.m. show so that the rest of us, you know, we can get on with our lives and get to bed early. And then your stuff's already there, so then you do an 8 o'clock show. I'm thinking mid-afternoon karaoke.
What?
Why not?
I don't know if I could do karaoke if it's daylight outside. That really would be hard for me. I gotta wait for darkness.
I went to that Fast Horse Hall one day. It was like 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. People were going nuts in there.
Really? Karaoke?
No, but it was just a band, and people were like losing their minds. I mean, it's possible. I think we do a matinee.
Here's the problem. You're trying to do something. Just like in the We Are the World documentary on Netflix, everybody's got their ideas. I'm like, I'm thinking about doing a karaoke night. I'm thinking about getting it started at 7. And then people jump in. No, how about 1 o'clock? How about 6 a.m.? I've done karaoke at 6 a.m.
Which Daniel went missing once. This is a true story. Daniel went missing. We were concerned about his welfare. We didn't see him for like 2 days. And we would text him, and we'd never get anything back. So finally somebody went over to his house to check on him, like a welfare check. Daniel's up at 6 a.m. doing karaoke.
Well, I wouldn't say I was up. I was still up or whatever.
He stayed up through the night.
I think y'all sent like Van Riggs over there to check on me, and me and Van were really good friends. And then Van comes over there to check on me. And then Van gets into the drinks, too, and starts doing karaoke.
Like 6 in the morning.
We're out of our minds. We were pretending like we were on a cruise ship, and we were the entertainment for the cruise ship. So we're not just doing karaoke. We had a whole storyline.
Wow.
I think at even one point, your wife came over there and checked on me, and then she brought food and just sat there and watched me do karaoke while she had her breakfast.
7 in the morning.
So it was ridiculous. So weird.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Baby, there you are. Here we go. Joe Nichols is going to be at our 3rd birthday bash.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my...
That's the Tyga Daniel show. Turns 3, Daniel. 2 people on the line right now on 98.5 The Bull, fighting over these tickets.
We have got Cynthia on line 1. Doug's on line 2. Cynthia, retired postal worker. Would that be correct?
Yes.
So you probably know all the zip codes around here, probably know all the state abbreviations. For example, what's the state abbreviation for Oklahoma?
Okay.
Correct. Taking on Cynthia is Doug, a construction worker. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing great.
A beautiful day to be working today, I suppose.
It's chilly out there.
Uh-oh, sorry. Well, it should warm up. Could be up to 80 on Wednesday. Could you believe that?
Yeah, I'm liking that.
All right. Well, enough tomfoolery, guys. Let's get down to business. I've got famous people, all with the B initials. I'll give you the person's initial, then a clue, and based on that, identify the person, and the best of 5 gets tickets to the Tyga Daniel birthday bash. I can tell Cynthia is very nervous. Have you ever played the bullfight before, Cynthia?
No, I have not.
You're going to do fine. These are not that hard, okay? You guys ready to go? Here, Cynthia, you're first. His initials are BG, and he's the founder of Microsoft.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is correct. Doug.
Yes.
His initials are BO. He's the U.S. president born in Hawaii.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is correct. Cynthia. His initials are BP, and he's Jennifer Aniston's ex.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct. Doug. His initials are BL, possibly the most famous martial artist of all time.
Bruce Lee.
That is also correct. Cynthia. His initials are BA, and he's the second man on the moon.
Armstrong. I do not know.
Buzz Aldrin.
Ah, dadgummit.
Dadgummit indeed. Doug. His initials are BW, diehard actor.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is correct. And with that, Doug has taken the lead, but only by 1. Cynthia has 2. Doug has 3. Cynthia really wants this, so here we go. Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
Her initials are BK. And she performed a song called Single Ladies.
Single ladies.
It was Beyonce Knowles. Beyonce.
It was the K that I wasn't coming up with. It's just Beyonce, but that wouldn't have worked.
All right, Doug.
Yeah.
His initials are BJ. Known as the Piano Man.
Billy Joel.
That is also correct. Cynthia.
Now, I know his answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. The initials BY, and he was the former Russian president.
The former Russian president. BY. I know, but I'm guessing BY, BY. Oh, Boris Yeltsin.
We're going to give you that one. You made it through on time. Doug.
Ooh.
His initials are BC, friend of the Sundance Kid.
Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy is correct. And with that, Cynthia has three. Doug has five. Doug, you've got a very difficult decision to make now. You could hear how bad Cynthia wanted to go see Joe Nichols at the Tiger Daniel birthday bash. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Cynthia? Cynthia, why should Doug give you the tickets?
Because 20 years ago, I saw Joe Nichols and he looked right at me and he needs to see me again.
All right, well, there you go. I'm not sure that I would have ever, I've been like, I've never seen Joe Nichols. But she's seen him before. Doug, that ultimately up to you. Are you going to hold on to the tickets or give them to Cynthia?
Well, can I ask a question first?
Sure.
When is, or what time and what day is this thing going
to
be on?
Not supposed to reveal it, but it's going to be next Wednesday. So we are running out of opportunities here for people to win tickets.
And it's going to be in the evening?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll give them to her.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like Doug has reluctantly given the tickets to Cynthia. Go ahead and thank him really quick. Cynthia, we got to get going here, but go ahead and thank Doug profusely.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. All right. You're welcome.
Look at that. New friends for life. Could you guys do one more favor here? Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5
The Bull. 98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to Daniel at 9:04 in the morning. Hey, didn't you say it's going to be like almost 80 in a week or so?
I did.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. I wanted to just, this lady, Cynthia, who was retired from the post office, reminded me of this very funny bit this comedian named Gary Goldman used to do, and he was talking about how the states got abbreviated. And I wanted to play this clip here. Now, is the delay working? Because I haven't had a chance to preview the clip.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, hopefully. But what? If you had to hit a button, wouldn't be the end of the world. Here we go. Here he's talking about how the states got abbreviated. This always takes me a moment.
I just wanted to recommend a documentary to everyone, and then I'm going to go. it's about the men and one woman who abbreviated all 50 states down to two letters. All you have to know for this is that we have 50 states in America, and they each have a two capital letter abbreviation. But that wasn't always the case. Up until, I want to say 1973, and so I will. Up until 1973, every state had its own length of abbreviation, and it was chaos. Like Massachusetts was MASS period, Florida was FLA, Utah was Utah. They just dropped the H, not much of an abbreviation. But then the post office said, no, every state has to have a two capital letter abbreviation, and so they convened a crack squad of abbreviators. They assembled a ragtag outfit of rogues, misfits, and ne'er-do-wells. How often do well? Ne'er. They ne'er did well.
But a pretty funny bit. I didn't realize that before 1978, they didn't have abbreviations.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on in that bit later on to talk about how complicated it eventually was to abbreviate all 50 states. For example, and one of the points he made in the bit was, what's the first state alphabetically? Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, they shortened that to what?
A-L.
A-L. What comes after that?
Alaska.
Alaska. Now what?
A-K, I guess, is what they
You'd
came up with.
You think that, maybe, I guess. But yeah. Then you've got to consider what? Arkansas. So there was probably a lot of infighting when they got ready to abbreviate all the different states. Some of them obvious. Rhode Island would be R-I.
Yeah,
but even at the very get-go, they must have had such a hard time.
Alabama, Alaska, and Arkansas,
yeah,
they probably didn't
done.
Like their new letters, right? Except for Alabama, they did get the A-L.
Interesting thought, and I think anytime a group of people try to get together to do a task, just like we saw in the We Are the World documentary on Netflix, anytime you get a big, giant group together, very hard to
come to a consensus,
a conclusion to actually get something done. That's why it must be so hard to be like a coach.
Like, it's got to be tough to coach the Chiefs when you've got all kind of people coming every which way. Even the guy on the field will get up into your face and be yelling at you during the game.
Travis Kelce. It's 98.5 The Bull.
The Tiger Daniel Podcast.
Brought to you by Snow's Furniture.